welcome back to Eco Talk. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about something that sounds benign. It's idling. Idle your time away. Well, what about idling your engine? And you're doing that for or someone else's. You wouldn't do that. No EcoTalk listener would be oblivious to the stuff coming out of their tailpipe, not to mention the gasoline they're wasting. And with the price of fuel being what it is, still very high, perhaps that is raising consciousness about this habit. Well, enough people have noticed, especially in the very green, progressive Pacific Northwest, that they've started a no-idling program. And it's something that other communities can model. And they've given some templates, and they have a website that's very educational and user-friendly. To find out more about that, first about the problem and then about what we can do about it, we're going to bring in Amy Warren. She is with the No Idle Zone Program, a communication specialist, if I can say that, communication specialist, with the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
And good for you for starting this, you and your Department of Ecology, I guess, in Washington State. I was impressed with all the environmental information you have on your website.
Well, thanks a lot.
And what was there one person behind this effort, and how new is it, and is it trying to go national?
Well, actually, there are many people behind it, and it's been in the works for a couple years. It started a couple years ago with some of the lead communication people with the Department of Ecology for the state of Washington and our local air quality agencies around the state. And we got to thinking about what would be a program or an issue that all of us are really facing, but we could kind of pool our resources and make something that we could use from city to city and state to state. And so we came up with our No Idle Zone program to be implemented in schools.
That's a good place to start, since a lot of parents sit there while their child's inside and they want to keep warm or cool, so they sit in the car and all those SUVs start adding up.
Exactly.
So what has been the response so far?
Well, the response has been really positive. We started the program first by piloting it in three schools around the state of Washington, a rural school, a suburban school, and an urban school, so we could kind of look at how demographics play a difference as well as the sightings of a school and just the differences between cities. And then we kind of tweaked it a bit and went beyond that to five additional schools in those demographics and expanded it into the state of Oregon and kind of made some improvements on it and really put together a program that could be implemented by a parent or a school group or anyone with the pieces all put together. They just have to customize it for their specific school. And we really wanted it to be something that that a parent or a group could just kind of take and run with their own school.
And what is the website?
The website is called the No Idle Zone, and it can be found at this address, airwatchnorthwest.org/no-idle-zone.
That's great, and it made its way into my inbox, so it must be spreading since I'm in the Bay Area.
Yep.
And I understand there's some people in Texas who are excited about this, as well they should be, in particular in Texas.
Yeah, well, in anywhere. It's really a program that could be implemented across the country, and we actually got our start by doing some research from a program that existed in northeastern Canada.
Terrific. You know, industrial truckers, really, who idle overnight to stay warm or cool is another big problem, sort of the industrial side of this. We're going to hear from Shauna Weber now, if you can just hang in with us, Amy.
Sure.
She is EcoTalk's contributing science editor, and she'll tell us a bit about California's commercial vehicle idling laws and an innovative company that's really making a difference.
I don't think anyone would think to visit a truck stop, take a deep breath, and say, ah, nature's oasis. But there are a few changes in the air that should help improve things, and I do mean air. The air quality stinks at truck stops and anywhere commercial vehicles gather to idle, pun intended. Diesel pollution, especially during engine idling, is extremely toxic and affects not only truckers' health, but also anyone living near where trucks gather. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the truckers' fault. I'm sure they would like to breathe air that doesn't take years off their life just like the rest of us. The problem has been with keeping things comfortable in the sleeping cabs where truckers live on the road. Until recently, they had to run the primary engines to heat and cool their cabs at night. If you've ever been at a truck stop during the wee hours of one of those spontaneous cross-country trips like I have, it's rather an experience. It's a sort of spooky, dark place with a deeply penetrating rumble that you feel in your chest, as if 100 bull mastodons decided to have a snoring contest. The thing is that it's expensive to run those engines 24 hours a day, not only for health, but for the pocketbook. With trucks only getting 6 miles per gallon, every gallon counts. Most of the big trucking fleets idle about 44% of the time, but companies like Schneider National managed to cut that in half by installing small diesel-fired heaters to warm cabs while drivers are stopped. They have plans to figure out how to cool cabs more efficiently as well. Truck idling is such an unpleasant problem that some states, including California, have laws to regulate it. Many other states have voluntary programs to encourage reduced air pollution from idling. Right now in California, as of February 1, 2005, no commercial diesel vehicles weighing more than 10,000 pounds can legally idle longer than 5 minutes under most circumstances. School buses have even more stringent rules. Diesel exhaust is nasty stuff. It's visibly black and full of particulates, which are nothing more than small bits of dust, ash, and soot. Not so nice in your lungs, your kids' lungs, or truckers' lungs. This stuff has been linked to asthma, chronic bronchitis, heart attacks, strokes, and premature death, including crib death in children. This is no good. Luckily, these relatively simple solutions of small, independently fueled cab heaters are being put in place by creative companies out to run their businesses more efficiently, save money, and help clean up the air while they're at it. Who says truckers aren't green? Who knows? One of these days, those truck stops may be vacation destinations for the eco-traveler. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.
Thanks, Shauna, and thank you, Amy Warren. I'm afraid we're out of time, but let's hope the anti-idling movement catches on and accelerates. You're listening to EcoTalk. We'll be back with the end of suburbia right after the news break.